T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chris Hutchinson was an All-American lineman at Michigan back in 1989 through 1992. His son Aiden is a stalwart defensive lineman for the Michigan Wolverines now. Chris is now a doctor, assistant professor at the OU Medical School, and a fellow of American College of Emergency Physicians. And he joins us now here, Jamie and Stoney, on 97.1 The Ticket. Chris, Dr. Hutchinson, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, we appreciate it. Now, Chris, you're there working on the front lines at the ER at Beaumont. You've been, you know, help running that thing for a long time. Can you put into words what's going on right now?
I mean, certainly this is unprecedented. I think the sort of big picture I get is I've been impressed with how, from a hospital standpoint, it's all hands on deck. I think everybody realized that this wasn't going to be, you know, 2009 H1N1. This was different. And people, I mean, the whole hospital is supporting us, throwing resources at us. And I think, you know, relatively speaking, we've done a pretty good job.
Chris, I was just before you came on, I looked up at the TV and I saw a headline on the Today Show that said, TV medical shows donate supplies. And I almost fell out of my chair. I mean, are we serious here that the supplies that you guys are getting, the masks and particularly the personal protection equipment, is so limited that we are now looking to shows like, what, Chicago Med?
Grey's Anatomy.
To save the day?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, when you have a situation like this, for example, I had yesterday off, but 2 days ago I worked, and I was looking at our census of the people that had just walked in the door. And normally, you know, you have a chest pain, belly pain, stroke rule out, you know, nausea, vomiting. There was 25 people there. 23 of them, their chief complaint was rule out COVID. So just the sheer volume. So every single one of these people, I have to don my protective gear. And the resident has to do it. The registration person has to do it. The nurse has to do it. The tech has to do it. So it's just exponential, the amount of equipment you're using. And we get restrictions all the time about, you know, our PPE, our personal protection equipment, on how we have to conserve it and, you know, how many I mean, we have counts every day. We have meetings every day about how many N95 masks we have, how many surgical masks we have, the gowns that we wear. It's amazing that a simple thing as a gown or a mask is in shortage.
And can I ask a really dumb, naive question as a layman? Are those one use? I mean, I know masks are and like surgical gloves, but the personal protective equipment, is that you use it one time and then you dispose of it?
It depends on the supply. When your supply gets low, you have to start limiting them. So what we're doing is we have the N95, and then we put a simple surgical mask over the top of it. So at first, you could use a, you know, in normal scenarios when you're not in a pandemic like this, they are single use. But now, no, we're doing everything we can because nobody's got them.
How many people are coming in or trying to come in for the testing that you have curbside who don't even need it? Or they're asymptomatic, so they shouldn't even be in line and tying up the system?
Well, I think a part of that has been what's out there. I mean, we've heard so many different stories from the people that come through. I mean, I'm looking at the line right now as I'm in the parking lot. There's only a few cars in it. 2 days ago, there was at least 70 cars and almost a seven-hour wait. So, you know, I've heard estimates. I mean, there's certainly 10, 20, 30% of people that get up there and they don't realize the criteria. because of shortages in the chemicals, the reagents that we use for the COVID test, we can't test asymptomatic people. So, you know, they get pretty frustrated because there's a lot of anxiety out there. And when they come up the line and we show, you know, we have a piece of paper that we hold them, this is what we're doing. If you're not having symptoms, we are not allowed to test you. And these recommendations, they change every single day, which is the hardest part of this. We have a meeting which somebody summarizes every day with the hospital about what's different today. How are we testing? You know, Beaumont just got their testing online 2 days ago. That was great, but they're saying, guys, we don't have a lot of reagent, so we've cut back on ordering flu tests. I mean, everything is geared towards this one virus.
We're talking to Chris Hutchinson, former Michigan football player, All-American back in 1992, and now a practicing physician, assistant professor of medical studies at OU. You know, obviously, Chris, we are looking to be reassured, but we also are looking for what we're truly facing here. As a doctor, as somebody who has studied this stuff, and from what you see, where are we as a country? Are we looking, I mean, is this better than we fear, worse than we fear? Where do you think we are?
I think we're still have the worst ahead of us, for sure. The tests that we do here, for whatever reason, when I know they're positive, it takes several days for them to get to the media. So those spikes that you just saw, that you guys talked about on your update, those may have been from a couple days ago, or even longer, because we've had some people, you know, our tests may take 12 hours, but we still have ones that we sent to the state or to private labs from 5-7 days ago that are still waiting to come back, because until we had our system ramped up, there was all various different labs all over the country that we sent these specimens to.
I think
this is going to be an eye-opener. I think, you know, we've become used to the flu, but when you look at the flu numbers, what have we lost this year from the flu? 22,000 have died. You know, I think this is hopefully going to reset everybody's opinion about hand washing, and if you are sick, you don't come to work. I'm the biggest offender out there. You know, I don't want to not come into work. How my wife, you know, pretty much wants me to come into work is, you know, if I'm home, I'm under her feet the whole time. So if, you know, hopefully this will stay with us, this, you know, health consciousness that, and not necessarily social distancing, but hey, how about we wash our hands?
Yeah. Now, most of the people who will test positive and will get treatment for it, they're not going to die, correct? I mean, it's just going to be like the flu for most people, right?
For most people. But like we know, the studies that are coming out, they change all the time. We used to think the pediatric population was not immune, but almost immune. And now they haven't been hit as hard as the people over 60 and 70. But we continue to learn things. I mean, I'm with my partners right now who are in their 60s. Do you think they want to work and see COVID patients left and right and expose themselves? And, you know, you can put a number to that. You're 60 years old and you have high blood pressure and you get COVID, you know what your number is, you know, your chance of dying. So it really comes home quickly when you see these patients every single day and every single shift.
Chris, do you have a message for people out there who are sick but don't have COVID? Because I talked to one doctor yesterday, and his concern as a doctor was that there are people who are avoiding medical facilities altogether for obvious reasons, and that when this does pass, whenever that is, they're going to be in real trouble because they're not actually getting attention. I'm not talking about elective surgeries or anything like that, but people who do need treatment, still need to see their doctors. It's important that they still pursue that, correct?
Exactly. Like I talked about the arrival track board and how there was no chest pains and no belly pains. Where are all those people? So there's a lot of people out here that are having chest pain and belly pain and appendicitis that are afraid to come in because, you know, they walk into that lobby and are they walking next to somebody that's coughing, that's got COVID? I mean, as a layperson, that would scare me to think twice about coming into the hospital. But I think you have to be smart. Even with COVID itself, I think you need to, if you're getting worse, if you're having significant symptoms, you need to seek medical care.
We'd be remiss because you're on our show. You played under Bo when Dr. Robert Anderson was there. When all that stuff came up in about a month ago, were you stunned? Were you surprised? Have you talked to teammates? Did Bo know? I mean, people were just, you know, obviously it's a horrific story.
Yeah, we have a group chat with about 10 or 12 of the guys from my class, and being one of the Detroiters, I immediately posted it on there and obviously started a firestorm of chats. From some of the quotes some of the wrestlers had put out there, we were very similar to that. We all had these expressions. Oh, you're going to get the, you know, best hernia exam you've ever had. Oh, you go see Doc A for, you know, a finger injury, and you're going to get a rectal exam. Me personally, I never had a rectal exam from him. I had one, you know, pre-sports hernia check. The guys that are on my list, it's funny. You know, maybe we're from, you know, the 80s, 90s when, you know, I guess it's funny just how differently people react to it. Some people are like, whatever, he gave me a rectal exam. Others are, you know, I haven't told my family. They can't even talk about it. So I think everybody processes these things differently. My sense is, at least from my class, not a lot of people were exposed. But, I thought it may have been earlier, but I've talked to people before me, after me, and it's seemingly random on who he allegedly chose as a victim.
Hey, Chris, it was great having you on. Thanks so much for the information. Thanks for doing what you're doing, because like you said, you're on the front line, and there are probably some doctors who are shying away from it, and it's almost, in a way, it's almost like the military. It's your duty, and when called, you go and serve, and I think everybody really appreciates that, so thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. There he is. Bye-bye. Chris Hutchinson, All-American at Michigan in 1992, father of Aiden Hutchinson, and a doctor very much on the front lines of this ongoing fight with COVID-19. Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.